I think when I looked out the window, knowing that I was looking down at my home planet and just being able to see like the beauty of our planet, I think that's something I still can't comprehend, just how beautiful it was.
That's Anna Mayers. At the age of 18, she became the youngest woman to go to space on Virgin Galactic's Galactic 2 spaceflight. We're your hosts. I'm Lucy Jabor.
And I'm Creston Barron, an FAA Minority Serving Institution intern in the Office of Commercial Space. I've always been passionate about space and exploring the solar system.
Creston is also a PhD candidate at Georgia Institute of Technology.
And this is the air up there.
This is your captain speaking.
The feeling I get when I'm flying is just...
You get an adrenaline rush.
Seeing something fly is awesome.
It's incredible to be able to fly.
Flying airplanes is all I've ever wanted to do.
I get so excited about...
Aviation, aeronautics, space...
Engineering and tech.
Like stargazing and just wondering what it would be like to be up there.
I just fell in love with it.
Stick with your passion and pursue it.
Just know you can do it.
There is not a room, there is not a cockpit, there is not a place that you don't belong.
There's certainly a place for everybody in aerospace.
Did you know the FAA is responsible for the safety of commercial space launches and reentries? We work to keep everyone on the ground and in the air safe.
That's right. The FAA licenses commercial space companies and launch sites. We do safety inspections and monitor countdown procedures.
And the FAA Command Center closes and reopens airspace and reroutes aircraft as needed.
In fact, the FAA issued the launch license and provided a safe space in the National Airspace System for the Galactic 2 mission that today's guest, Anna Mayers, participated in.
So Anna, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I grew up in Antigua. I spent my entire life there until I was 17. I actually moved up to Scotland on my 17th birthday. Living in Antigua, I personally felt like I was kind of living in a box, just because I thought, wow, I'm on like this tiny island that absolutely no one's ever heard of. And like, what opportunities could I get for myself? I think as I grew up, and especially like this experience in itself, it's kind of just like taught me that it doesn't matter where you've come from. If you set yourself up to like take those opportunities, then it's always a possibility.
When did you first realize that you were interested in space exploration?
My first interaction with any sort of space-related science was in grade 4, where we were learning about astronomy. I remember taking home that like piece of homework, which was just like writing down like details about like different planets and stuff like that. And I remember that completely changed my perspective on like the planet and space and everything. And I remember like throughout my life, we would get like different pieces of equipment to like look at the stars. And I was very engaged with like stargazing and just wondering what it would be like to be up there.
What was your first reaction when you found out that you were going to be going to space?
My first reaction when my mom called me and told me was going crazy. I didn't believe her at all until Richard Branson took the phone and he said, no, you and your mom are actually going to space. And I was in a state of shock for months.
Wait, Richard Branson got on the line and was like, hey, it's me, Richard Branson. This is really happening.
Yeah. He showed up at my mom's house and surprised her.
That is wild.
Wow. How did your mom find out about the contest? Like, how does she know to enter it?
So we were on a flight to get my student visa to come and study in Scotland. So on that flight, she was like going through like the entertainment system and the ad had popped up and she clicked it and entered it. Just randomly.
Well, I guess that means I need to turn my ad blockers off then so I can start seeing some cool stuff like that.
What was it like prepping to go up to space?
It was just kind of things like teaching you how to move around in space and making sure that you have all of your goals for what you want to do and what you want to get out of the experience. Also like safety procedures just in case. And like a lot of team bonding and team building experiences.
What kind of team building like activities did you guys do?
The very first and probably the most influential one was witnessing a space flight together. We did go a few months prior to our space flight and we witnessed like an in-house flight. And I think that was probably the most the most life-changing one, just being able to share that experience together. And I remember when we came back, we spent a lot of time together. Like, we stayed in the same area and we went out for dinners together. So there was a lot of time to, like, get to know each other and, like, communicate, like, on our own terms. But then also, like, we did all of our training together and, like, we watched each other, like, develop, like, mentally in preparation for this experience. So the most effective part of team building would just be to, like, spend time together and, like, do all of these activities together.
Where were you guys when you got to see this space flight that you were talking about?
Well, we were in New Mexico, so the same place that our space flight took off from.
Was there one part of the prep, like something they had you do? Do you get to go into like a zero gravity atmosphere? Like, what was that like?
Yeah, we did a zero gravity flight, and it was really exciting. It's my second favorite part of the experience. I also think it was very useful because we flew with the pilots that took us to space. So I think that was a great way to like bond with the pilots and really get to know each other.
So I guess now that you wanted to take it and then now you get a chance to go, it's launch day, you're going through all the emotions. Like, what would you say would be the most thrilling part of that day?
Honestly, it's kind of hard to say what was the best part. I mean, obviously going up to space and being in space was extraordinary, but the best and most memorable feeling was waking up that morning and seeing everyone outside and knowing that we were all feeling the same things and just like that feeling of connection. And the fact that like I looked over to my mom and she was looking up at the stars and I was looking up at the stars, and it felt so natural and so connecting. I think that was the best feeling.
So you mentioned on the ground on launch day that, you know, there was a sense of connection. When you got up to space and you looked out the window, what were your feelings then? What were like the emotions and things that were going through your mind when looking down?
I think that was the first time that I had just complete and total silence and peace in my head. I remember getting up there and I didn't look when we were like entering space. So it was kind of a shock when I turned my head and then there was the Earth, and it was just mind blowing. Like, I can't really describe it, but it's like you're thinking all of these things and you're like, oh, I wonder what it looks like and this and that. And then you look at it and it's just silence.
So I know a lot of people talk about like that overview effect when you see the Earth down below. Like, how did that like change your worldview of things and being able to see all of us here down on Earth in this one place that we call home?
I think the most significant change for me was just realizing that everything matters, but it also doesn't matter as much as we think it does. I think the biggest takeaway from it was that like all of these like borders that we put up for ourselves and all of these like criticisms that we give ourselves and each other just aren't as important as we make them seem. Like, I personally now think that like we're given one life and one shot at this. So the most important thing is to try your best to live your life to like the full extent, like not just survive, but to truly like think of things in a really meaningful way and take as much away from any experience you can.
What about like the physical feeling of being in the microgravity environment? How did that feel? More, I know you said you were in the zero G first, but like, how did this feel?
I would describe it as a very weird and confusing feeling. I remember when I first felt the weightlessness, I was really confused as to like how my body worked anymore. But after a few seconds, you do realize that you function in the same way. You're just a lot lighter. And it's confusing to feel like less weight.
So obviously you're like doing some flips and stuff, right? I guess it's the thing everybody does when they get up there.
I personally didn't do any flips, but.
Oh, that's cool. You know, you mentioned about being able to see that the worldview effect. Do you think that other people should be able to have that kind of feeling too? Should that just be for the people who have the money to get to space, or is that something that people from, you know, marginalized smaller communities can get a chance to have as well?
I can say that I hope in the future it'll be a lot more common for people who don't necessarily have the money to like pay for these tickets to also get those opportunities. I do hope to see that in the future, because I do think that an influence like this is insanely important for everyone to experience.
What does it feel like, and what does it mean to you to be the youngest Black woman to go to space.
Even for myself, it's very inspirational. I know I've looked back like in history and seen like the first Black woman to do this and to do that, and I've been inspired by it. But I think to hold that title myself is life-changing, and I do just hope that the influence reaches the right people and everyone that needs it to like really believe in themselves and know that they can make these achievements too.
And also, like, you're considered the Virgin Galactic astronaut number 13. So not only are you the youngest Black woman to go to space, but like you're like kind of at the beginning of the commercial space venture where people are trying to get into space. So how does that feel too, to know that you're like among like one of the people on the beginning of the list, which may, you know, come to be a long list of civilian astronauts?
I feel super honored to even hold that title, to be one of the first few people to fly with Virgin Galactic. I honestly just can't wait to see what the future holds.
Yeah, you're a historical figure now. This is an opportunity for a lot of people to look up to you now and say, look, that could be me at some point in the future. And folks who are, you know, in grade school and looking up in space like you did when you were in fourth grade and wondering, like, could that be me? And now they can say, yeah, that could be.
Speaking of inspiration, do you have advice for people who are interested in aerospace, like younger people?
I do. I myself am still figuring everything out. Although I have made this massive achievement, I definitely think that the most important thing is to trust yourself and to show yourself that you can do it. I think that the best way that you can reach any of your goals is to just support yourself and have less self-doubt, because I think we can all surprise ourselves when we really do trust our abilities.
What's next for you? What do you plan to do next? I guess I wouldn't say to top this, because it'd probably be hard to do that, but what do you have next in your plans?
Well, I'm currently still in university, so I'm planning on finishing that first. I think that's a very common thing that I've heard everyone say, is that this is such a big experience that there's no way you can top that. And I find that really interesting, because like my point of view is that like I've reached my ultimate goal, and now I just have a lot more confidence in myself to reach like all of these smaller goals that I've been avoiding for years. So I don't know what's next, but I hope it's something exciting.
Do you dream about space travel? The time is now to find your place in space. The U.S. commercial space transportation sector has a demand for aerospace professionals. Start your plan now by studying science, technology, engineering, and math. The FAA can help you through our STEM Aviation Education Program. Learn how you can shape the future of space. Go to faa.gov/education.
Thank you for listening. For more information about today's guest, check out faa.gov/podcasts. Subscribe, like, follow wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a single episode. Coming up next week.
My current gig are the flying ham sandwiches called drones. And I've been doing that for, about 11 years now. So
flying ham sandwich.
I caught that too.
Where does that come from?